Continuing. So the question is again about the time of day between dawn and sunrise. Okay, between dawn and sunrise, what's its status vis-a-vis mitzvahs of night and mitzvahs of day? Okay, so previously doing the Rosh. So the Rosh said that vis-a-vis most mitzvahs, generally mitzvahs of the day begins at dawn. But the Mishnah Megillah says is lechachila, you should do the mitzvahs, so you should wait until Hanis to do them. Let's say Megillah, Milah, things like that. Love. So the question is, what do you mean? Why lechachila? If you tell me that it's today, so then it's day. So the Rosh says, because it's not, people consider it night, and it's nira like night. And Rashi says that not everyone's an abikim to know that this is really daytime. So therefore, the chachila, you have to wait until it's, so to speak, yatsa misafik laila. So it's clear cut to people that it's daytime. So basically, I guess what we're going with is that, because question manushah, who cares? Well, who cares that it's, looks like it? So he said that it's, that the derech hasiyas mitzvah. So part of the doing a mitzvah is there's a system of the Torah. And it's a system which is given to Klal Yisrael to last the Doros. And you're doing a mitzvah is not just a kiyum in you, but it's a kiyum in the system and maintaining the system through your Asiyas mitzvah. So a kiyum is like shmira of the mitzvahs. So the saying is that the Rosh is holding, and Rashi, I guess, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah in a way that leads to the dissolution of the proper Asiyas mitzvah. Is that by doing it in this time period, which is nearer like night, it appears like nighttime, so now people are going to end up doing this at night. So the chachila, you can't do a mitzvah that way. You have to do a mitzvah in a way which will propagate the proper mitzvah in its proper asiyah. So that's why the chachila, you have to do it after hanetz. But if you did it, then it works. It's about hanetz, it is yom. Okay. So that's by other mitzvah. So now the Rosh is v'chinen and kriyashma. Similarly, vis-a-vis Kriyashma, she says that it's considered, this time period is considered nighttime for somebody who couldn't get a chance to do Kriyashma at night. Someone is out late at a party, whatever it is, maybe he got drunk or something, he can't, whatever the case is. A guy is someone who, because of his excessive onus, couldn't do Kriyashma in the regular time of night, so then he's allowed to do Kriyashma during this period between dawn and sunrise. And similarly, the opposite. Someone who is going on a long trip during the day and he's not going to be able to do Kriyashma during the normal daytime after Hanetz is allowed to say Kriyashma Shalyom in this period. Okay, like it could double. It could go for each one. It could be Laila for this guy or it could be Yom for him. But not simultaneously. You can't have one guy who does Kriyashma Shalayla and Shalyom at the same time period. That healed you can't do. It's not mistabra that a person should be able to do that. So you can use it for one, not for the other, or for the other, but you can't use it for both. So the question is how could you use it for one or for the other? If you said that like somehow it partakes of both the Shriva, because the Gemara says some people go to sleep then, some people wake then. So sleep, some people wake. So if you want to say it partakes of both, fine, so then just do both. Do both at the same time, and even lachachilah should be able to do it. But why is it first of all that it's only with the avad that lachachilah you can't do it? Only if it's really an anus. And if you say that you're allowed to do it, it's an anus. So if you have both lonesome simultaneously, why can't you do it both of them? Right. And also, what's the connection to this and the previous thing which you said, right? Because it was a chayim.
Also, and you might have said it for the lashon.
Oh yeah, right. Also, the lashon said that it's. There they go, it's a yom. It says, Zman, since people consider it Zman Kima. Lailahu Lamisha Meravonis Layachalikas Laila. So it's night for somebody who couldn't read it at night. So doesn't mean it's night for him. Night is night, it's a subjective night. Say it's night, but you're only allowed to use it if a case, you know, if you really need it. It's a funny way to say it. Yeah. Okay, no, so a good question is that why is it, I mean, it makes the question of the chayin even stronger. It's like the chayin, He told you how it worked yesterday. He told you how it worked vis-a-vis the mitzvot, that it's yom, but the chachili shouldn't do it then because it's nearer like Laila. He says, oh, and also vis-a-vis Krishma, also Krishma, it could function for yom, it could function for Laila, it could go for either one if you have an honest. But that's not v'chein, it's different. Because in other mitzvot, he said, technically it's really yom. It's just that l'chachid doesn't look like it, so you shouldn't do it that way. But you can't do nighttime mitzvot, so you can't do your nighttime mikra megillah during that time, it's daytime. Right? But yet, when it comes to Krishma, which he's seeming to say v'chein, it could double. It could go from one or for the other. And why does that, how do you explain that? And the Rosh almost like, not only does he not ask that, he kind of says v'chein as if they're the same. But they're not. They're contradictory. Okay, so I'm thinking, I guess, similar to what you and Johnny both saying. Combination. But the idea is that the step I think is good, as Johnny just said, is that, see, the Kriya Shema, it's important to notice it. I mean, it's an interesting point there in methodology, I guess. It's like, your Svara was, what we could talk about, is, you know, it's pretty good, but if you don't notice that it's this difference between Kriya Shema and other mitzvahs, it's like way off. And even though the mechanisms might be correct or whatever, but it's way off, it just can't be. You know, because the full of the Svara would imply that it should really be by everything. But it's not. So, I mean, it's important to notice these things, you know. If you don't notice, it's easy to miss by accident, you know, and then you're just going to be way off, you know. So it's an important question, which we didn't even put it down, you know, when we were raising the questions, but it's an important thing to realize. But, okay, so the thing is that in terms of night and day has to be, can't have a time which is both night and day. What is it? Our mitzvahs go by night, the mitzvahs of Yom, mitzvahs of Laila. So what's the time period? What is it? It can't be both. So either it's Yom or it's Laila. So it's saying is after a Shachar, it's Yom. Fine. So now it looks like night, so therefore it's not L'chachila, good for a day, whatever. But it can't be both. You can't have a time which is both Yom and Laila. Right? Okay. But Kriya Shema is not really din in Yom and Laila. Okay? It's B'shachcha, K'macha. And what are Shachva, K'macha, Shchiva, and Kima? So I think they are the activities of night and of day. They're the activities which are Kumacha is the activity a person performs in day. And Shachva is the activity a person performs at night. And in the activities, it's possible to have an overlap. It's possible to have a time period which is so close to night and so close to day that partakes of both properties such that both activities could be performed during that time period, or people perform both of them. And that's why he was saying is that technically speaking it's Bayam, but people relate to it as night because it's dark, right? And therefore L'chachila you shouldn't do it because it's nearer like Laila. People call it Laila. Right? And I think that's why he says V'chein, because of the fact that there is this duality in that time and the way he's talking about people relating to it. See, in mitzvah though, the way people relate to it only affects the L'chachila because people can get confused or whatever. But in Kriya Shema, the way people relate to it is primary because it's B'shachcha V'kumecha, which is not night or day, but it's the when people do daytime activity and when people do nighttime activity. And this is a time period which partakes of both. Okay, but the Rosh is learning, it doesn't partake of both exactly in the same way. I mean, in Tosos, there's a position who held Mamisha partakes of both. It's Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, you can do them both. And he held you could do them both simultaneously. There was a position in Tosos that held that. But the Rosh is not saying that. Seems like he's learning that the nature of the way it partakes, the way man relates to this time period, is that there's like the primary nighttime hours, which are great for sleeping and great for nighttime stuff, pitch black, you know. There's primary daytime hours, which is light, there's a sun out. And then there's this period which kind of partakes of both. It's still darkish, but yet there's a little bit of light, you know. Partakes of both. So the way, how does man treat that, mankind treat that, is that what man does is he uses that as to extend his night or extend his day when necessary, when needed. Now, it's not optimally day or night, because it's not great nighttime, because it's a little bit light. It's not great for sleeping, for instance, it's a little bit light. It's not great for daytime either, because it's not that light. So what man does is if you have a really busy night, and you're so busy doing stuff, then you're going to extend your night and you'll draw into this period, which is not the best night time, but at least it's pretty good. Like, let's say in a time where it's you can't sleep in the light. So if you couldn't sleep, you won't sleep really late, so you'll sleep into that time period. Once it gets light out, then you're not going to be able to sleep anymore. It's going to be hot, it's going to be sunny, whatever, but you'll draw into it. So in an ordinary condition, a guy's not going to plan his sleep for then because it's not really that good for it. Right? So and similarly, in the daytime, if a guy is your ordinary daytime activities, he doesn't do when it's kind of a little bit dark out in between. He's not going to do that. But if he's going on a long trip and he's going, he has a long day ahead of him, then what he does is he dips into the dawn to sunrise period and he utilizes that as an extension of his day. So it's like a time period which could be used when necessary to extend your day or your night. Okay, and that's why I think why he says that it has to be honest. Because that is the nature of the way people relate to it. You can't just do it then. Just do it nighttime one during that for no reason at all. Just do it then because it's not really intrinsically zman of the shechiva. It's not intrinsically zman shechiva. The way the nature of it, the zman is a zman which man makes into zman kim shechiva while b'shas atrak when he needs it. And for him, it's Laila. That's what it means. For him, it's Laila. He doesn't mean, obviously, it's not Laila for him, but it means in a functional life, for that guy, he renders it nighttime. He uses it as an extension of his night. His night, the border, for the average guy, the border of nighttime to daytime, there's like no man's land. There's the border of nighttime that ends at dawn, border of daytime starts at sunrise. But for some people, when necessary, you could take up that no man's land and draw it in and extend your night and extend your day and render it a time in which you do the daytime activities or your nighttime activities. But he's saying is it's not mistabra that a guy that you can do them both during that time period. Because the nature of the thing is, it's the no man's land which you render into one of them, you extend one of them when necessary. So it's like to use it as both, it's like, what is it? It's the nature of the thing is it could be used as an extension. It doesn't seem like it's impossible. He says lo mistabra. It's not logical. It doesn't seem like a guy could do that because the nature of the thing is that he could use it to extend his night. So it's extending his night, then it's an extension of the night. Then he can't do daytime activities during it. If it's an extension of his day, then he can't do his nighttime activities during it. Right? But that's why it's only so. Again, that's why it's only shas atchak because otherwise you'd be saying it's intrinsically zman shchiva, and it's not. It's only zman shchiva for a certain gavra, for a person who needs it, and right. And you can't do both because it's extending it. You can't simultaneously extend it both, and it has a dual contradictory nature. So I'm just saying v'chein. It's not an exact v'chein. Obviously, it's a little different. But I think v'chein is his point is that it's a period which partakes of properties of both of them, right? And that's why he said, because that's what Gemara is saying is really it's night, right? But the eye, but what does it mean it's night? But you do the mitzvahs as yom, but it means people relate to it as night. So these other mitzvahs also, the fact that people relate to it, it has a dual way that it's related to it's day, but if you relate to it as night, affected the mitzvahs vis-a-vis l'chachilah mitiyaveh. Since people relate to it as day, as nighttime, so you can't do daytime mitzvahs then. People get confused. It's not Nira. And that Nira, the fact that it's Nira and that people relate to it in this dual way, also makes its impact in Kriya Shema in a different way, in a certain sense, in a more essential way, because Kriya Shema goes by human activities. Whereas the other mitzvot, it really doesn't essentially go by the way people relate to it. It just, in terms of Gezerah, or in terms of this Shemir or some mitzvot, it goes by that. But the V'chein is just saying is the premise of the fact that it's murky in the way people relate to it, that's the same in both of them. You know? Because Johnny's asking the question, why can't you say that a guy, certain people would do is he'd use it as an extension and split it. Use the first half of it, which is darker, an extension of his night, and the second half of it, which is lighter, an extension of his day. It got to be a guy who's really busy at night, and then he's also leaving really early in the morning, so maybe he'd just do a little bit of both. So why is it that it has to be defined like one unit? And once you're talking about these things in terms of the functional way man relates to it, so I'm answering that it's not intrinsically impossible. So that's why the Rosh doesn't say, just says lama stavra. It doesn't seem right that you do that. But his argument could be is that the Torah recognizes the fact that man relates to this as an extension of one or as another under shas atchak. But like a double shas adchak is a really is like a lashliach. It's like you'd have to have like a shas adchak that it's a crazy. These things are like merov on us. He says it's not good. It's not a good time to do the night. It's not a good time to do the day. So the case of a guy who is really shas adchak that he has to extend his night and also simultaneously really shas adchak and he has to extend his day is like a really low matzoi. So the Torah is not recognizing that as a categorical bar and halacha. But the way mankind relates to it is that it does depend upon the person. A person could use it to extend his day, or a person uses it to extend his night. And therefore, that's what's codified into the halacha, that it could double in either way. But it's not codified that it could double as both, because that's not something that people, any person in any normal way does. And even though theoretically it is a possible thing, but the Gemara's what I'm saying is, if you are a guy who wants to do it, you're just a muta, and there's no categorical, nothing built in that allows you to do that. That's just saying, lomastabra, that would work. You know, it's a good lashon, lomastabra, you know? It doesn't say, like, efshar, that it's, you know? There's one other part, I think, which in this rush, which we have to do, which is that, so again, his question was, before he gets... I'm going backwards a little bit. Okay, so his question was that if you're saying some people relate to it as night and some people relate to it as day, so he basically was saying, I'm sorry, he's saying, so if you're telling me that you could do it as nighttime, you can relate to it as nighttime, and you could do the nighttime one then, so he says, why don't you say, why does the Gemara pick a case where he reads one of them before dawn and one of them after dawn, and say the one that he's doing before dawn could be for his nighttime one? Right, if you do the nighttime one after dawn. So why is he putting the nighttime one before dawn? Teach me the chiddush that you do the nighttime one after dawn. So he says, the reason why is because the fisha rod til hashmi anu shekori adam kriya shema shtei pam smuchim zelazah. The whole point is that he wants to teach us that a guy could read two kriya shemas smuchim, close to one another. And he could do one of them, v'yotze, one of night and one of day. And since that's the whole point, that he wants to tell me both of them, that's why it has to say that the nighttime one is before dawn. Because if it were the case the nighttime was after dawn, because your anus is forcing you there, then you can't do the daytime one before anus in that same time period. In other words, if you were teaching me two independent chidushim, one of them is that a guy could do the nighttime one after dawn, and the other one that a guy could do the daytime one before anus, then you're right, that would be the way to teach it. But since there's the Brisa wants to teach us, like I guess additionally, that a guy could do two of them smuchim zelazah, back to back, near each other, so now it can't teach you each one the biggest chiddush. It has to teach me the nighttime one that I'm doing it before dawn, and the daytime one that I'm doing it after dawn. You know, and even in the other Brisa, it has the other way, that I'm doing the nighttime one after dawn and the daytime one after anit. Because it's, but there's implicit, so I think we've explained almost everything here, but there's one thing that the Rosh says, is that the Gemara wants to teach us that you can do two Kriya Shema Smuchim Zelazah. You know? And like, what's the kind of Chiddush is that? You know, well, of course, if you can do two, the Kriya Shema Smuchim Zelazah. I mean, if it works out that each one gets in its time, so then you can do them both, Smuchim Zelazah. Who cares? I mean, that's, what kind of Chiddush is like, it's, and you kind of get that feeling when you read the Gemara. Gemara is saying, a guy could read two Kriya Shemas, one of them here and one of them there, and he could be Yotzei both, one for the night and one. Okay, it's just, it's not very, you know, like, what's the Chiddush? Of course. You know, what else would happen? I mean, you say, you can't, why not? Because it's too close? I mean, if one's night, one's day, what's the problem? Oh, well, that's not a Chiddush. The Chiddush should just be each one in its own right. It's like, what's the... It's like, it's kind of interesting. It's like a exciting halacha, kind of. But if you think about it, it doesn't really, you know, daven mincha, and then ma'ariv, one after the other, back to back. Yeah, of course, because this is zman mincha, then it's zman ma'ariv, so why wouldn't I be able to? Right? Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking similar to what Yehuda's saying. That the thing is that it says b'shach lav kavach. Right, so you read the Torah. What does that mean? Simple pshat. I mean, we don't do such a thing. But if we would, it sounds like it's saying, well, when you go to sleep, and when you wake up, right? You go to sleep when you wake up. But it doesn't quite mean that, right? It says b'shash v'ne'adam shochvam. Shash and the other Kamen. Right? It's a time where people go to sleep and where people get up. Right? Okay. So what's that teaching us? How do you understand that? Okay. How do you understand that statement? That qualification. Is it pshat that really it is b'shach b'chav k'macha? Like when you go to sleep, when you wake up. It means before you go to sleep and after you wake up. The only thing is that if you're a crazy guy, you're a guy, a toll collector in the middle of the night, the night shift, and you go to sleep, you know, in the daytime, and you wake up in the nighttime, so that it doesn't work that way. In other words, it has to be b'shach b'chav, but it has to be like an objectified thing. Can't just be, has to be codified, has to be in line with an objective reality of a shchiva and kima. If you have some crazy thing that you decide to go to sleep in some funny way, that doesn't register. But it has to be an objectively recognized shchiva and kima. Something like that. Like it's saying, is it really, it is b'shach b'chav k'macha, it's when you wake up and when you go to sleep. But it has to be in line with other b'nei adam. It has to be something which is objectified. Okay? But if that would be the case, then you couldn't do it. If dawn is 5 o'clock, let's say, you wouldn't be able to do it 4:59 the nighttime one and 5 o'clock the daytime one. Because that's not b'shach b'chav k'macha. They're so close. It would have to at least be, I don't know exactly how you'd work it out. Would you have to take a nap in between or whatever? Like, but it would have to be, those ideally, there are two Kriya Shmas. There's one before you check out for the day and one when you start the day. That's the Gavra's day, is the Kriya Shma at the end and the beginning. So the idea is they have to be one at the end of his day, one at the beginning of his day. Now it's true, it has to be concretized, it has to be in line. Like if you go to sleep at 4 o'clock, you're going to have to wait up until sunrise. If you go to sleep 4 p.m., let's say, you'd have to wait until it gets dark. Because that's when B'nai Adam, you can't impose your own personal thing onto the, you know. But of course it's built upon, it's a objectification of your idea of b'shach b'chav k'macha. It's just that it is your b'shach b'chav k'macha, but it has to be in line with the objective reality of that time period. Kamash ma'lan, that's not halachically, there's nothing to do with that. Halachically, b'shach b'chav k'macha means the time period when people are going to sleep and the time period when people are going up. And it has absolutely nothing to do with your getting up and going to sleep. Halachically, that's nothing at all to do with it. And therefore, it could be a minute apart. Nothing to do with the end of your day, the beginning of your day. You already went to sleep, and you woke up. Let's say you went to sleep really early, and you woke up at 4:58 a.m. You say nighttime Kriya Shema, you say daytime Kriya Shema. They're both at the beginning of your day. That doesn't matter. There's nothing at all wrong with that. You know? Nothing at all wrong with that. The idea of Shchiv Shachav Gumecha, although it might be the philosophy of the thing and whatever, but the way it's halachically set up is B'shash B'nei Shachav. It means that you're defining the time period which is defined as the Zman Shchiva with the nighttime Kriya Shema, and you're doing the time period of Zman Kima with the daytime Kriya Shema. So it's picking the extreme case to show that that's not built into the structure. You know? How exactly it would have been built in is, I don't know if it could be because there's no way to formulate that. And this is a little tricky how exactly it would be formulated. But I think the point is picking an extreme case to show this, no formulation would allow for this. This is crazy. If the idea of actual Shchiva and Kima had to be built into the mitzvah, this would definitely be a violation of that, you know? Now, again, is it a real Havamina? Could you imagine the halachic structure? You have to go to sleep. You have to have an hour to meet how exactly it would work. It could be that's why that's not the way it's set up. Because there's once you have to, can't leave it to be subjective and simultaneously objectifying. It could be it's not a very, I don't know if it's maybe impossible to have a structure, but the Mishnah is basically, the Bryce is trying to tell you that that's not. It's not part of the halacha at all. You know? So the next piece here is the Gemara says, this is talking about, this is on Tesman Aleph. It's like the fourth, fifth line. So it's talking about that, this is the Shita, which it's saying is, that you could do the nighttime Kriya Shema during this time, during dawn, because some people go to sleep. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Bizeru Bevajal Yom Hashkivenu. But don't say Hashkivenu. Okay? Hashkivenu, Hashem, Hashem, you put us to sleep, Lashalom. Right? Don't say that. So what case is it talking about? When don't say that? When? So Rashi says, when would you think it means? Don't say Hashkivenu, when?
Are you saying what time?
Yeah, what time period? What's it talking about?
You say Kriya Shema after Moshe.
After Alice, that's what you're saying also? Okay. So, yeah, you're right, because the thing is, even though you say Kriya Shema then, don't say Ask Commander then, right? That's how Tosfos learns. But Rashi, look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Vashi Yom Ashkivenu. It says, Akori Kriya Shema Shalayla Shachar, Samach Lamar Shachar. Okay. It says, if you read the Kriya Shema of night in the morning, close to Amar HaShachar. Okay. Which seemingly, it's a little vague, but I think it means before Amar HaShachar. Lo Yom HaShkivenu. Even though it's still nighttime, it's just close to Amar HaShachar. She'en od zman t'chi la'shchiva, because it's no longer the time of the beginning of going to sleep. Ela zman sof shchiva, for the time of the end of sleeping. Okay, so the thing is, if you're saying it, let's say again, and dawn is 5 o'clock, if you're saying it at 4:50, don't say Hashkivenu that. Even though it's 100% nighttime. And it's not, right, but it's the end of the sleeping period, not the beginning of the sleeping period. So if it's close, now what about 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock? It's not clear, and it's a funny type of thing. Close, if it's close to Amar HaShachar, don't say it, right? Right, that's what Rashi is learning. Don't say Hashkivenu. Even though it is Man Shreva, right? Okay. So Tosa says, Uvad Shal Yom Hashkivenu. Pirush Kuntres Mamil Seder Shem Yichlai. The Kori Kodem Mashachar Koy. Talking about where you're reading prior to Amar HaShachar. See, the problem is that there were two statements in the Gemara. One of them had it that you're reading the nighttime one before the first one. Was you're reading the nighttime one before Amar HaShachar, and the second one is where you're reading the nighttime one after Amar HaShachar. Okay. And this comes right after the one where you're reading it at nighttime one after Amar HaShachar. Okay? So Rashi's learning is going back to the first case, where you're reading it, when you're reading the Kriya Shema, the nighttime one before Amar HaShachar, and the daytime one after Amar HaShachar. Right? Then again, the second case in the Gemara is that you could read the nighttime one before Hanetz, and the daytime one after Hanetz. You know? So that's, but it's going back, Rashi's learning is going back on the first one. So this is Venera Lee, the Oz Vadai's Manshriva. He says, no, if it's before dawn, then it's definitely Zman Shriva, and you definitely could say Ashkivenu. And why not? It's nighttime, it's 100% nighttime. He doesn't buy this thing, people at the end of Zman Shriva, the beginning of Zman Shriva, Rashi's still saying, forget it. It should have said it back on, it should have. I think it means is that the Gemara should have either said it on that case, or should have said, I mean, it's not written in terms of the order of the Gemara, it's not written properly. Should have been, if you're telling me it's on this man, which is saying the nighttime creation, which you're saying before dawn, it should have been said right after that case. Why say it after this case? He says, therefore, it's talking about where you're reading it before Hanetz, after dawn, because that's the case which it just emerged from. This is why you can't say Ashkivenu. The lav zman shchivo, because it's not zman shchivo. Kivon shekvar shalak kvar amar hashachar afilu kodem hanetz. Since it's already amar hashachar, so it's not zman shchivo. That's why you can't say Ashkivenu, because Ashkivenu is sleep and it's not zman shchivo. But you could say Kriya Shema then, because it's zman shchivo, because some people are sleeping. What does he mean? It's not zman shchivo. It's funny. He just says not zman shchivo. Really, you just. The whole point is you could say Kriya Shema then because some people are sleeping. But you can't say Ashkivenu because it's not Zman Shriva. So is it Zman Shriva? It's not Zman Shriva. But you see, Tosfos first was rejecting Rashi. Tosfos is holding, or I guess Rashi's holding that Ashkivenu can only be said in the beginning of the night, not in the end of the night. Even though it's 100% night, Tosfos says, forget it, who cares? Beginning or end of the night. It's night, it's night. Nighttime is 100% Zman Shriva, the through and through. Okay? But therefore, Tosfos has to say that it's saying is you can't say Ashkivenu in the after Amar HaShachar time, because even though somehow it is Man Shriva vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, it's not vis-a-vis Ashkivenu. First of all, right? So that's, I guess, we have to explain, I guess, within Rashi, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether there's this thing of the beginning, end of the night, and then the Tosfos, what's his idea? Right? Okay, it's interesting. I saw in the Ben Yonah, I think, is that someone to say, I forgot, he quoted someone with Ritz Gaius or something, that it only means you don't say the word Ashkivenu, 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 Shalom. But you say the rest, no Daniel Shalom. But then the rest you do say. But he said, no, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you don't sounds like you don't say the whole thing. Oh, well, he said, because otherwise you miss it when you brach kriyas shema. Like, what do you mean? Just drop, leave it out? Then you don't have enough berach brachos. So that's what he says. It just means you just start. Like maybe it's tovah fanacha, something like that. You know? Yeah, it is that. But maybe it wouldn't be Vesakne. Yeah, Sakne. But I think the Iranian rejected him. He said it sounds like it's whatever. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I'll take that up, but it's kind of interesting. So I guess if maybe we'll do this tomorrow. Okay? If not, I'm not sure you guys know what Shabbos is about. Going and bringing Karbanos. Totally different again. Gotcha, I guess you could say. Whether Goyim could bring Karbanos. And what kinds of Karbanos they could and can't bring. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I guess I'll let you know tomorrow. But that tomorrow is on Gimel and Beis Menachos. Okay? Top of the very tippy top. So I'll see. I guess I'll have to let you know which one I'm going to do.